B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
-877-779-0985. We are going to get to some football items this hour. Still taking your calls on the Ortiz story. And also, Chris Sale. Do want to tell you this before we jump back to your calls. We've got open lines right now, by the way. Dave Dombrowski talked to Dale and Keith today. Here's what he had to say about Dan Shaughnessy writing about him getting the boot from the Red Sox. About his imminent departure.
Oh.
Which I now take as fact, by the way. I'm like, yeah, oh yeah, he's gone. See you later. Here's his quote. There are some writers I don't read their articles. When people write an article like that, there's no inside information. That's what Dave Dombrowski has about Dan Shaughnessy's story. That said that Dave Dombrowski has become increasingly isolated inside the walls at Fenway Park. And that he has had fewer and fewer friends inside the walls at Fenway. And that it has basically become him, Tony La Russa, and I think Frank Wren. The three of them have isolated themselves from the rest of the operation.
Brings his lunch with him. Eats his sandwich alone in his office.
They sit at the same table at lunch.
And Dave Dombrowski says there is no truth to that whatsoever.
I totally believe him. I'm so glad he said that.
I mean, Dave Dombrowski is such a truth teller and is always so honest.
You think he walks by and everybody goes, hisses.
You know,
snake.
Dave Dombrowski, the guy who told us that everyone was calling the Red Sox about their bullpen at the trade deadline.
That was difficult.
You know,
to believe.
I mean,
Tyler Thornburg. Though.
And Tyler Thornburg really throwing right. The ball well. I mean, Dave Dombrowski is always such a believable guy that when he says, don't believe Shaughnessy, he's got no inside info. Well, you choose who you want to believe, Shaughnessy or Dave Dombrowski. It's only a matter of months before we find out who was right. When Dombrowski gets handed his pink slip, we can sit there and say, well, guess Shaughnessy did know something.
Well, the isolation could be just a form of intense concentration.
Intense concentration.
Just trying to figure things out.
In an effort to save his gig.
Yeah.
I'll be disappointed if he stays.
It seems like his time here has run its course.
Yeah, it's done. It's all set. Time to move on. Theo, I'm campaigning hard for Theo. Bags of cash and an ownership stake for Theo.
I'm with Dan on this one. Seems too soon for Theo to come
back. 8 years is long enough.
Doesn't seem like it's long enough.
How old is John Henry now?
Oh.
What do you mean, oh? I mean, this is a Maz-like question.
Oh, fire.
What happens if you die?
Fire.
If I die?
If I die. What? You're wondering? He is going to be 70 years old next month. He is just weeks shy of his 70th birthday. What age is he waiting for to bring back young Theo?
Yankee still has fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of fun?
A lot of fun. Yeah, kind of fun to talk about.
What kind of fun?
Yeah, it's not fun.
What kind of fun?
You know, kind of fun.
Nighttime fun.
Nighttime fun.
Nighttime fun?
Adult.
Post 9 p.m. fun.
Adult nap fun.
Maybe every once in a while, morning fun.
Okay.
Just asking.
Of course.
I'm just saying, time to do it now. How long is he going to want to own the team for? How long is he going to want to do the day-to-day for?
Own it forever. You got to be an owner. What do you have to do?
I don't know.
Own it.
I don't know. He might want to retire at some point. He might not want to deal with it at some point.
Yeah. I mean, sell it, make a ton of money.
That's what I'm saying. He might not want to do it anymore at some point. He still wants to do it now, and it has to be him and Sam that bring him back. No better time than the present.
Oh, boy.
Theo. 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 Jaguar. Jaguar is in the car.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey.
Hey.
Cantaloupe's, well, antelope's next.
I got an interesting take for you guys. Why not let Chris Sale recover, and instead of having him as a starting pitcher, use him as a reliever?
Oh.
He obviously can't last a whole season.
$31 million reliever.
No.
Can't. That'd be a disgrace.
What a waste of money.
Oh, an embarrassment. You could have got a cheap reliever.
You
refused to get a reliever because he was too expensive. You had your closer sitting out there.
So then maybe you could use him in a later game for a reliever / closer. Use him as a closer instead.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
That's not interesting at all. We heard that on David Price when David Price had his issues.
No.
It was a bad take on Price. It's a bad take on Sale.
When Chris Sale is right, we saw him right recently. When he is right, he's phenomenal. You don't use that kind of talent for a guy just to come in and give you three outs. You want to get 21, 24 outs out of that guy. You want him to get in there and get strikeout after strikeout and get you deep into a game. That's what that guy is built for. That's what he's supposed to be built for. But that's why I also say, oh, we got some good news, on the. I don't know. I think the good news might ironically be some kind of a tear that necessitated some kind of further action that would, yes, shut him down for the entirety of next season. But when he came back, he would be right, and we wouldn't have to do this every year.
617-779-0985. Who do you want as the next Patriots quarterback if I gave you a choice? Jimmy Garoppolo.
Ooh, he's good.
Or Jarrett Stidham. Who would you want? We'll discuss that. Zoe really wants to get into this topic, and we will do that.
I got an answer for you.
Coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Sports Hub. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Third down and six. Looking for Breida, and that ball is intercepted. Isaac Yiadom picking off Jimmy Garoppolo.
Patterson and Myers left. Brossette is right. Throws towards the end zone, up in the air, and it is caught for a touchdown. Damon Patterson with the reception from 23 yards. Stidham just threw it up where only he could catch it. Nicely done.
Well, I asked Kyle Shanahan how he thought Jimmy Garoppolo did in his first game action since early last season. He said, we really just didn't give Jimmy a lot of time to play. He just didn't play that much. On the interception, he said, we didn't hold our blocks long enough. He got his. He threw it. I really wasn't that upset about that.
No, I think Stidham's got a good arm. I think he throws the ball accurately. I think he's shown that all the way through from Baylor to Auburn to his pro day and the spring workouts. So I don't think that's really been an issue.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
You're pathetic.
Well, we need a quarterback here in New England.
I'd have done the same.
Once Brady, you know what it is? Sometimes I just leave my co-hosts in awe of the things I do. That's all. Patriots are going to need a quarterback.
Eventually. Yeah.
Eventually.
Yeah.
I hope it's not for another 4 years. I really do.
I think two is fair.
You know me. I love Brady. Brady. Yeah. Brady. I love Brady. We're going to see Brady tomorrow night. We're going to see
him.
You're going to see him today.
I'm going to see him today.
That's why we're here.
That's why we're here.
Secrets out.
Yeah.
Production meeting. Brady, Zoe, all that good stuff. But whenever that does come to an end, Pats are going to need a guy. So let's play fantasy football for a moment. If you had to pick the next guy right now,
yeah,
based on the limited information you have on Jarrett Stidham. Thank you. I wish we had the tugboat sound effect, too. From the other day.
I can't play it from here.
You don't even know where it is. Do you know where it is? Can you find it again?
Yeah.
And I would also say this is the limited information you have about the status of Jimmy Garoppolo. We know what he was when he got to San Francisco and he went on that great run. But now he's regressed into something that I don't know what he is. Who would you rather have?
Stidham. Period. Stidham.
Because he's a clean slate? Why?
No.
Tell me why.
I just think that I think he's played well in the preseason here, and I think he's handled things extremely well. Last week, for instance, a little behind the eight ball. Almost had two pick sixes. Poor starting field position, but yet responded well in those situations. Had a chance to go in the tank. He did not. I just think from a stature standpoint, I think he's bigger. I think he throws a better ball than Garoppolo, if that makes any sense. I do. I think he throws a better ball than Garoppolo. I think Jimmy is a more athletic quarterback. I think the SEC factor will help him as far as playing against really good competition in college. Now, you play ball in Texas. You grew up around football. And now you're in the pros where it doesn't seem like, uh-oh, everything's different now. I think Jimmy gets a little deer in the headlights at times. I question Jimmy's toughness at times. And justifiably so. I don't know. I haven't seen Stidham get rocked yet or separate a shoulder. Can you play through that? Can you shoot it up and go? That remains to be seen. I don't know that. But I just think,
look at
the age of this player. Jimmy's already five plus into it. Give me the guy with that. If you could look at the two of them and say, boy, they're pretty good attributes with both guys, which I do agree. I do like Jimmy. I think Jimmy's going to be a good quarterback. But I'd rather, if I'm Josh and I'm going to be the next head guy, or whoever that guy is, and you get Stidham in a program, get him behind Brady, I'd rather work with Stidham right now and groom him and have him be the next guy. I'd take Stidham over Garoppolo like that. I wouldn't hesitate. I don't think they would.
What do you mean?
I think they like the kid a lot.
So they would do what you would do?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I thought you meant the opposite.
No, and toughness has a bad connotation to it. How about durability? Because you'd be foolish if you didn't have questions about Garoppolo's durability at this point.
I mean, he never bitched here. He was always good. Going back to Jimmy, I mean, I don't want this to come off as negative on Jimmy.
You've been very negative on Jimmy lately. You have been.
I'm not negative on him.
Zoe's been negative.
Would you take Jimmy over Ryan Tannehill, over the Red Rifle in Cincinnati, over Flacco? Let's keep going on, guys. I would take Jimmy over minimum 12 guys in this league.
You've been very negative on the idea of Jimmy
but you phrase
back
it,
here.
You phrase it as, if Brady's going to play here and finish here, who do you want to be the next guy when he leaves? You give me Stidham here for 3 years, I'd take that. I'd pick Stidham over Garoppolo.
Well, here's what I would say. I have confidence that the Patriots can get Stidham.
I think Stidham, you can coach his ass up, and I think I think his mechanics are better than Garoppolo's.
I think
as
for
Garoppolo's rookie.
Thank you.
Who's blowing in the bottle?
I think Stidham's got a lot to learn. But I have confidence that Stidham can get to where Garoppolo is right now. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
He can be at least as good as what Garoppolo is.
I think Stidham's better through 3.5 weeks as to where Jimmy was through his first 3 weeks.
I'll call you one better, Beetle. I still don't know how good Garoppolo is. I haven't seen enough yet.
I'm with you on that.
We may never know.
But I think Jarrett Stidham can get to whatever that is right now.
Yes.
So
whatever that may be.
Whatever that may be.
Let me ask you a question.
Which isn't, you don't know they have a Super Bowl winning quarterback on your hands in Jimmy Garoppolo.
Let me ask you a question.
He can start, but it doesn't mean he's good. I have confidence in this team to get Jarrett Stidham to at least that point. I think based on the fact that what he dealt with was so vanilla in college to where he has been just in showing
it's
the ability
it's
to...
It's the potential.
Yeah, the potential. I think he's got a lot of potential.
You don't have to worry about arm strength. You don't have to train him to have certain throws. He's got good touch down the field. He could drive the ball. He could throw the outs. He could throw the checkdowns. Now...
I'm sorry.
They make this decision.
See, I actually look at Jarrett Stidham's first 2 or 3 days of camp when everything looked really, in my opinion, watching him, everything was really fast to him, and he couldn't really slow things down, and it took him forever to get rid of the football. To where he was in the first 2 or 3 days of camp, to where he was in the first preseason game and in the second preseason game, which I know wasn't as good, and he made some bad throws in that game, but whatever. Like, there's growth there that other right. guys can't tell you about now because they've just been, you know, telling you how great he's been out of the gate. No, this guy's getting better week by week.
Okay.
There's been growth from Jarrett Stidham every week of this preseason that the ass kissers can't tell you about because that would just go against what they've been telling you all along, that he's just been awesome since day one. But I've been actually really impressed with his ability to get better every week. I think every week we watch him, he's doing something a little different that's been better.
I've only seen him here for 3.5-4 weeks.
And don't you think that's pretty great?
That's why I said I thought at the beginning, whether you were in or out of him, I don't think it was fair to the kid. I think you have to let
that,
the kid.
I don't
you
know
have
why
to
that's
watch
unfair.
Practice.
Like,
no, no.
Oh, he
you have to watch
today.
A kid play.
Why is that unfair?
No, we called him what it was like. We did the same thing with Jimmy. But let me ask you this. Say they make a decision. They say, we're going to carry only 2 quarterbacks, and we're going to go with Stidham over Hoyer. Say Brady goes down. Could Stidham get you to 9 or 10 wins with this year's team?
I don't know that yet.
See, I think he can get you to 9. And if he can get you to 9,
I don't know that.
There's your answer.
I'm not ready to say that. I'm not ready to say that yet.
Defense, special teams, coaching, the ability to run the football, and just go manage a game and coach him up weekly. If the kid's taken the coaching and made the improvement that you're saying through 4 weeks.
I'm saying in terms of being able to take a snap, drop back, make a read, throw a pass. He couldn't do any of that crap on day one.
What do you think Patriots fans would want?
Out of what?
The Garoppolo-Stidham question. Which one would you rather have after Brady?
They'd pick Stidham because he's here and he's a Patriot and Jimmy Garoppolo no longer is. That's what I think would happen.
Can we see Stidham play against some starters?
Ones.
Maybe a starter?
Ones.
One, maybe one of the group of 11 that's out there be a starter?
Yeah. Some real players?
I mean, this is unbelievable. Zoe, you take Stidham over Garoppolo, and you take Garoppolo over half the quarterbacks in the NFL, so that means you take Stidham over half the quarterbacks in the NFL?
Well, now you're phrasing it differently.
No, that's just using your own words against you. That's just deducing something.
You're asking me who I would choose after Brady, if Brady lasts another 2 years, as to who I want to groom to be the next guy. I would take him. Because I think Jimmy can
potentially. Right, but you're talking about this year. I'm not talking about this year. I've already told you I'm not ready to give a job to Stidham right now, ever. Even if I'm saying in the event that they need a quarterback right now, Hoyer is still my guy ahead of Stidham. And you know I don't like Hoyer.
I've watched Mallett function like this, and I never felt the way I felt with Stidham as I did with Mallett. And they're trying to tell you that he has first
Mallett is terrible. Mallett's not an NFL player. He proved that.
Stidham looks the part.
I'm going to go with Belichick on this one. Belichick loved Garoppolo and loved his game, and I'm going to go with that guy's assessment of the situation.
Well, don't you think Belichick also loves Stidham?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
He likes him so far, yeah, but not, what we saw with Garoppolo is what we've never seen ever with another quarterback here.
That's true. Jimmy's right about that. We've never seen him.
You know what? It was going to be different. Stidham looks like he would function more in this Brady type of offense as opposed to maybe, you know, and Jim, you brought up the point of going out and getting a guy like Brandon Cooks. Maybe they were trying to look down a road, get Jimmy some of these speed guys to run some of those jet plays through it. Maybe the offense was going to look different with Garoppolo. I think this could be a more Brady-like offense with Stidham. Does that make sense? Maybe. I think he would tweak things and shorten it up and go through some drive plays and some trips routes to one side with Garoppolo. Because of his ability to move in the pocket, throw off that back foot. You know what I mean? It would look different.
How do you feel about Baker Mayfield's latest story?
This makes him look like a tool bag.
Does it?
Yes.
You think he's got to insert foot in mouth?
I think he
again?
Needs. I think he needs to learn to shut up a little bit.
You know that he's got five NFL wins, right?
Yes.
Five.
Well,
what is with GQ? Why do all these guys go in GQ and cause problems for themselves?
Because you like, I loved getting GQ when I was a player because you would take the page out and had the.
Hold that thought. Hold it. Finish your thought on GQ and your thoughts on Baker Mayfield.
I got some.
I want to hear it after the headlines with Hardy.
Nice.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
I think in some ways the thing that has been lost was I then said to him, it mystifies me how hard it is for scouts to scout quarterbacks. And he responded to that by saying, you know, some people overthink it. Generally, if you win, you're going to keep, like, either you have one or you haven't won. And if you have one, that's usually a pretty good indicator of what you might do going forward, whether or not you might win going forward and playing in the NFL. It was mostly just an organic reaction to what was happening on the screen. And then I think Baker's comments were mostly a reaction to his own draft process. So it wasn't necessarily a larger conversation about quarterbacks, but it was sort of a larger conversation about the draft and the draft process and his experience going through it.
That's Clay Skipper. He's the author of the story in GQ, that is, that Baker Mayfield was in. Story was posted yesterday. First, what did you love about getting GQ as a player?
That back in the day, I mean, it was one of the thickest magazines at the magazine rack, back when you would actually read magazines and not get on your phone and sit there on your tablet. And you would scroll through and see the new styles and the type of suits, and I was a big Canale fan. But the favorite part of it was to take the new colognes, like
samples,
L'Eau de Toilette, yes, or the new Calvin Klein cologne, water.
You got
and
it.
You would open it up and sort of rub it all over you. It would never smell the same out of the bottle. It always smelled better coming out of the magazine. They could never replicate the smell that they put in the magazine. The smell of the magazine made you buy the cologne. The cologne never smelled like
well,
that.
Well, you also get the delicious magazine smell mixed in with the cologne
just,
smell.
It was,
you
know, muskier. Yeah. Print. And it just, that's a good magazine. And you stick the magazine in your bag. Your bag would smell good. Everything was good about GQ. You're fashionable. Yeah. Little trinkets, especially at Christmas time. Stuff that guys would like, you know?
So if you don't know.
Five-in-one yeah. tool, shaving tool, or you know, travel bag. Cool stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Cool stuff.
Yeah,
the thing that is making headlines out of this story yesterday is that Baker Mayfield ripped Daniel Jones, the number 6 overall pick by the New York Giants, saying in the story that it blew his mind. Blows my mind, he said, that the Giants took Jones number 6 overall. And he sort of said that at some point you got to remember that, you know, you got to win too, right? Picking whoever it is you're going to pick, that it's got to be about winning.
How many games Mayfield win?
Oh, he's won 5 yeah. in the NFL.
Well, he would know.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, he really knows about these.
So players. He's referring to another NFL quarterback. This isn't about college anymore, right?
It says, I cannot believe the Giants took Daniel Jones, Mayfield says, about New York's much maligned draft day decision to spend the 6th pick on the quarterback from Duke, whose college record was a measly 17-19. Blows my mind. Some people overthink it. That's where people go wrong. They forget you got to win. That's what he said. So Baker Mayfield then, after this goes public yesterday,
yeah.
goes on Instagram and says, this is not what I said, just so we're clear.
Oh.
I also said I was surprised I got drafted number 1. Then I was talking about the flaws in evaluating quarterbacks.
Well, why do I need all this information?
Where I brought up winning being important.
Yeah.
Reporters and the media will do anything to come up with a clickbait story. Heard nothing but good things and wished nothing but the best for Daniel. Except you said it blows my mind that the team took yeah. him number 6. Yeah. So
see, this
there's
is,
really no way around that quote.
This is on Baker. This is on Baker. And this is where Baker needs to be better. And this is where he needs to learn and become a pro. And he's going to learn from this where he needs to start shutting stuff down. You can't be available to everybody. What do we like about the kid? He's brash. He's sort of got a little bit of a swagger to him. He's cocky. He grows a mustache. He's, you know, it's all new and it's fresh and it's Cleveland. And I get it's working there. But when you put it out there, you got to stand by it, man. You do an article like that in GQ, yeah, I stand by what I said. People like Baker Mayfield more for standing by it. Now you look at it and say, well, then what are you doing a damn interview for? So now you got taken out of context? No, it's there in quotes. You said it.
The whole story's about how I'm such a badass and I do things my way.
I'm not afraid to be
the cool, calm, collected, quiet quarterback. Yeah. I just like to be loud and brash. Yeah. Well, what are you doing taking back the quotes then?
Yeah, I'm the guy that waved the Oklahoma flag and took it and stuck it in the O in Ohio State.
You want to brag about being the badass, and then they quote you, and then, now I look bad. So now I'm going to take it back.
Baker. Right.
You badass
Baker.
Or not, Baker?
You got to walk it back.
Yeah. A badass doesn't walk it back.
Problem is, this is a...
Badass just stands by it and says, yep, that guy sucks.
Quarterbacks stick together.
And I stand by it.
Quarterbacks stick together, and he didn't stick together with the quarterbacks. Can't go sit and rip at everybody else that does your job. And say, this guy's not good, this guy's good. I think Brady would ever do this.
Listen, Baker Mayfield has made a conscious decision to be the a-hole in the room.
That's fine.
Which is fine.
Stand by the a-hole.
But if you're going to do it. Go all in.
Yeah.
Be that guy.
Yeah. I see this, I say fraud.
Like, just be that guy and do it
already. Hey, I like him as a player. I'll continue to watch him. I think he's fun to watch. But he's being an idiot here. You want to put it out there. You want to sit down with GQ. You want to give them the time. You sure as hell know what you told them.
Like Jalen Ramsey did this a couple of years ago, right? Jalen Ramsey spouted off about everyone who sucks and went down the list. This guy sucks. That guy sucks. Yeah. This quarterback blows. And we went through the list and we're like, hey, he's not wrong on a lot of these guys, right?
Right.
And I said, well, this guy backs it up on the field. You going to argue with him?
Still about what he said.
Then he went out and had a terrible year.
Yeah.
You don't hear him now.
But he still stood by what he said.
He didn't backtrack what he said, though.
No. What did he do? He showed up in a Brinks truck, right, at camp? Did he do that this year?
I don't know. Did he?
I think he did. I think Jalen Ramsey showed up and paid some Brinks truck to drop him off at camp.
He backed up a Brinks truck to the Giants facility.
But that's that dude. And he's him, whether you like it or not. You saddle up with these players, this is what you like. This is what you fall in love with. You see this from Mayfield, now you get confused on the player. What are you, in or out? Are you that guy? Are you our sharpshooter? Are you our wild man? Are you Maverick? Yeah, that's what we thought we had.
Yeah.
Now you question it. He's getting himself too... He's too available.
He's got a lot of things to say for a guy who's won five games.
Don't you think he's too available?
Five games.
Like, I know he's the hot topic.
He
does.
He talks a lot.
He's fresh. He's new.
I'm not
going
to tell him
like that.
To talk. That's fine.
Yeah.
Talk all you want.
Just back it up on the
field.
Just
back it up.
That's all.
Just back it up and don't run from the things you say.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say. Don't run. What are you running? What are you running from? Don't be running from those things. You want to say those things, go ahead and say them. But don't backtrack. The latest from Hard Knocks and the latest from Jerry Jones on the way.
Hail, hail.
You want to hear these things.
Really?
Yes, you do. We'll hear them next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you can clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh, yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hard Knocks, episode 3 last night. Got to address everything that's going on there with the Antonio Brown saga. We'll get to that. But first, Frank Caliendo, who was a friend of 98.5 The Sports Hub. He's been on with Toucher and Rich a number of times over the years. He's in the episode doing his impression of John Gruden on Hard Knocks, which is one of his better impressions, I will say. And he does a million great impressions.
Madden Gruden.
His Madden one is pretty good. His Gruden one, when he dresses up like him, when he used to do that on like the Fox pregame show.
Yeah.
But he shows up at Raiders training camp and he does an impersonation of John Gruden on Hard Knocks that was caught last night. So have a listen. This doesn't do it full justice because you're just hearing the audio, but this is Frank Caliendo as Gruden.
I'll turn it over to Derek.
We got one rookie answer yet. John Gruden. Come on, John Gruden.
What?
John Gruden.
Hey, singing.
Excuse me, guys. We got some to take care of right now, man. Glenn on. Love you, man. We needed a quarterback on the team who had a lot of neck. We got a good guy for that, man.
Name school signing bonus.
John Gruden. University of Dayton. I do this for free. You know why? Because I love football. Knock on wood if you're with me. All right, here's the deal. You guys are going to go out there and run over these guys tomorrow. Now I'm going to yell for no reason. Okay.
Why don't you do something funny here tonight, Frank?
He sounds just like him.
I know. That's the delivery, scary. Too. He's got his mannerisms down, everything.
I'm going to yell for no reason.
I'm going to shout out spiders and bananas.
And then knock on wood if you're with me.
Hero, hero.
Fred
noodle,
said,
noodle, noodle.
I never got to have him as a guest. He was, though, the best radio guest to have. Because
that's a guest you'd want.
Oh, because he's about three quarters nuts. Like a lot of impressions.
Do this,
are.
Do that. He's like, just
you
do
don't even
entertainment on demand.
You don't have to. He comes in and starts talking in a voice, and it reminds him of something else, and he just goes. He just goes, and he talks, and he doesn't necessarily need. But you can ask questions of all these different people, and he's got the inflections down, the mannerisms down. He's got enough material on all these voices that he does. But Caliendo was it was the best guy you could get.
So if you can go back, if you didn't see it last night, go back and watch. Caliendo looks like he dropped some weight, by the way. It looks good. He's wearing a black T-shirt and a Raiders visor. His hair is cut short right now. He looks like him.
Yeah.
He even looks like him walking in. So that was part of it. Okay, they cover Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
We were wondering if they would. The Brown saga with Drew Rosenhaus. Let's get to it.
Where's Antonio Brown? Is he here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Where is
here.
He? All right.
We're working to get this helmet squared away ASAP. Get your feet back to 1,000%. You did a lot of hard work.
Are they? Can you stand on there and everything?
It's one more chip off by everything.
No one knew you were in better shape than anybody.
By the way, I think we got the helmet figured out. What we came up with is a little bit of a loophole. We found that if we can find one that was made within the last 10 years, they didn't ban it.
Yeah.
So I think we can make that work for them.
It's changing, man. I mean,
it's hard. You know, 9 years and you kick ass and you don't have any injuries. You just, I'm not saying that we handled it the right way, but he'll kick ass for you. He's going to help you win a lot of football games.
Oh, man. You know, I want someone in my life that takes care of me the way Rosenhaus takes care of his guys.
I told you that combine story, right? And he knocked on our door.
Yeah, giving you free shoes.
He had tons and tons of track shoes tied over his shoulders. And he's just passing them out with his card. Knocked on your door at the combine. Hey, nice to meet you. Do you have representation? I'm Drew Rosenhaus. He was original Jerry Maguire. That's how he did it.
Hustling.
And he got in at the U, and he's like 60% of his clients are University of Miami guys. You get Gronk.
I just want someone who tells me I'm always right.
How do you know
you're right? You're right. You're the man.
I knew then I didn't want him. Like, I don't want this.
Why not?
Cheeseball.
Hardy, you're
cheeseball.
Right. You're the man.
Cheeseball.
We'll take care of you.
Thanks. It feels good. I believe it.
Right?
What do you think?
You're doing a hell of a job today.
Thanks, Beetle.
You're going to do a hell of a job tomorrow.
I wish maybe I
Hardy's going to bust his
computer angled a little bit more this way.
You angle.
Thanks.
You want me to get a saw and cut the end off?
That's nice.
Hey.
Just having someone do it for you.
You want me to cut the end off this?
Oh, man.
I can saw this off right here.
Not only that.
Angle it right like this.
Just so
yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like we get a lot of real drama. I mean, here's John Gruden one-on-one with Brown. you know, simple. Keep it simple. Yeah.
That's
keep
what
it,
I want.
Yeah, here it is.
Yeah. If you got any problems, anything bothering you, if you have any problems, I got problems.
We're all in this together.
You know what I'm saying?
Myself.
So I know you got a lot of people in your ear because you're like a corporation that's kind of gone global. Yeah. But at the end of the day, let's keep this simple.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Football comes first.
What?
That's pretty good.
Come to me. You got a problem? Come to me and let's keep it simple.
Yeah, you got problems. I got problems.
I know
problems.
You got a lot of people in your ear. You're like a corporation.
Yeah.
And I understand what
he means. He's right.
You got six people in your entourage, and you got to go through your agent and this guy and that guy, and then you leave
Venmo.
If you got a problem, will you just come talk to me?
You got everything. You got Facebook Live, your agent, everything.
How about we stop that and you just come talk to me since I'm the coach and I'm the boss
line.
Here?
Bottom line.
Just come talk to your boss and tell me what's bothering you.
Football's first, pal. Remember that. Okay? And we'll be okay.
Let's just keep this simple.
You'll be okay.
Now, what was the other thing he said in there, though? Can we listen to that
corporation that's gone global?
Please, Jim. Not about that.
If you got any problems, anything bothering you, if you have any problems, I got problems.
We're all in this together.
You know what I'm saying?
Myself.
So I know you got a lot of people in your ear because you're like a corporation that's kind of gone global. Yeah. But at the end of the day, let's keep this simple.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Football comes first.
Yeah.
What's that bleep? I didn't hear what the word was said under that bleep.
What that Antonio Brown said?
Wait, let that ride. I want to hear that. I want to hear that full delivery.
No, you can't.
I know we can't.
No, sucks.
Not now.
I want to hear what other beats. Do you want Steve? This is unrelated to Hard Knocks, but it's another piece of training camp preseason sound.
Sure.
The Jones family.
Yes.
Steven and Jerry Jones.
Yeah.
On the current situation with their running back who's holding out.
Oh, Jalen.
Who's very
Jalen
upset.
Smith, right?
Very disrespected.
Jalen
and
Smith
by the way, I didn't watch Hard Knocks yet from last night. Did they show the counterfeit helmet that he took the field with?
I don't believe they did.
I don't think they did either.
No.
Well, I'm out. That's the only thing I want to see. I want to see the helmet that he painted
Where's
up
the counterfeit
to look like a Raiders helmet.
Well, I think there's pictures of him in it, and I don't think – like, he put the tape and the decal on, so it's not as drastic a difference as you think it's going to be.
Damn.
It's a dull-looking helmet where the Raiders helmet is real shiny and sparkly. You know, the metallic silver. His helmet he's wearing is a dull Kenny Stabler silver.
So Jalen Smith signs in Dallas.
Good player.
They hold a press conference, and Steven and Jerry Jones have to talk about the fact that after signing Jalen Smith to a $65 million deal over 5 years, is there enough pie left, enough cap space left for the running back? There they are.
There's still enough pie left to get all them done.
Absolutely. Yes. You're very confident.
The reason there is pie left is because we have kept there some left. That's why there's pie left. And that's why we're going to be where we are, because we want to have some pie left for others.
How much pie do you think that guy's eating in his day?
Well,
Jerry Jones is a gift. He really is a gift to that guy.
When you cut the pie.
Oh, there's going to be pie left because we left some pie.
I got a lot of important friends. Rich friends, they like to eat pie too, so I like to keep some pie on the side for them.
Since I was 8 years old, at the end of every meal, I have a small sliver of pie at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. In the mornings, I prefer a fruit-based pie, and in the afternoons, it could be anything from fruit-based to chocolate, and then in the evening time, only apple pie, but always. He's the type of guy who would do something like that for 60 years. I've had a slice of pie every day of my life since 1948.
My mama used to make that pie, too. When I first got
here. You want to know why? If something works, you stick with it. Pie.
When I first got here.
It's the key to life. 314. Numbers. Like my friend Ray Lewis once said.
I tried to practice every day from Rentham, and I would stop at this little convenience store out in the country.
More of a cobbler man myself.
And they used to have these mini pies, these tabletop mini pies.
Oh, sure.
And I was so enamored with them. I'm like, this is so cool that you took a big pie and you shrink it. It was almost as like dong from
big pie into 16 a little candle. Pie, sure.
Grandpa shrink big pie down to tiny quiche. But I used to buy those mini pies on the way to work. And I'm sitting there, I'm watching Phantom Gourmet about a month ago.
Thought you didn't like sweets.
But I used to eat those on the way to work because with coffee and that, I could eat a mini pie like that. But I wouldn't sit there and have dessert. But I could eat a pie on the way to work in the car or Hostess pie, like the apple pie, the pie roll. And I watched Phantom Gourmet about a month ago. They did a special on Table Talk Pies. They're based out of Worcester. And the factory's there.
Sure.
You could go there, and then they have a discount pie store a block away. They sell pie T-shirts. They sell pies discounted. Like, you could go in there and just buy a ton of pie.
Yeah, that's my pie.
That's the kind of pie I want to eat.
Slice of pie every day.
Because we want to have some pie left.
Of course, the best is pecan pie. Pecan pie.
That guy eats pie. Pumpkin pie at Thanksgiving. He's a pie eater.
He eats a slice of pie.
You're right, though.
Generally.
Set it your ways. Yep. He's one of those guys that would, he grew up in Arkansas. Daddy was an oil guy.
Daddy was an oil man.
He's the type of guy. I remember my daddy would take me to his diner. We'd sit there, and he used to have the piece of pie in the glass top where you take the top off the diner.
Jerry's got the glass case on his counter in the kitchen.
Ethel would take that pie slicer, and she put it on a thing, and little whipped cream on top of the pie, and I'd sit there and eat pie with coffee with daddy every morning.
And I'd tell you, nice
cherry pie.
A nice slice of strawberry rhubarb pie.
No rhubarb pie. Yes. Ruined.
Oh, you have a strawberry.
Blueberry.
I'm here to tell you, son, a little slice.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.